Players did a good job here at bouncing back, and with the short week, the Thanksgiving break, and all that, just trying to cram everything in here. I thought they really did a good job the last couple of days of pulling together on the game plan and going out, and I thought they really tried to play the game the way we wanted to play it today, and did a good job in all three phases of the game. So it's good to come down here and and win. I hope we can build on this and keep improving every week here.
When your team comes down early like that, and you just all those touchdowns in succession that quickly, is it good to see a team respond like that? I mean, probably think before, when you see it happen, how much confidence does it give a team to be able to respond like that when they do what they did today?
It's good. We certainly didn't want to start the game the way we started. Get them a couple long passes, and not going to get one first down on offense, and gave the ball up. So we kind of stumbled out of the gate there, but it was good to see us bounce back and kind of fight through it on the road. Similar to the Pittsburgh start, but we were able to respond better and get a little bit more done. So I think the players hung in there for 60 minutes. We knew it was going to be tough. The Eagles got a lot of good players, and they're well coached. So we knew it was going to be a tough game, but they got off to a good start. But give our guys a lot of credit; they hung in there.
Was it a key today to be very disappointed with LeSean McCoy to make sure we kept
him? Yeah, absolutely. He's all of them. I mean, McCoy, Young, obviously. Deshaun, they got a lot of explosive players. Selleck, he's a tough guy too. So, yep, absolutely.
Bill, considering all the injuries and the changes you've had in your secondary, what impresses you most at what's happened back there as the season has progressed?
I just think as a team, we're trying to hang in there. I mean, we battled through different challenges every week, and whether it's personnel or other things that come up, but we just try to deal with it, keep our head down, keep moving forward.
How did the offensive line and protection in general get so much better after Brady's been pretty much every pass the first two drives by the seven?
They got a good pass rush. They got a lot of good players on the front, so give our guys credit for blocking them. Tom got rid of the ball. He stepped up and took advantage of some openings in the pass rush where they looked like they got a little bit up the field and either scrambled or stepped up and was able to deliver the ball. So it was a good job by both him and the line of creating some space, and then Tom finding it and being able to get it off. They hit us on a couple. They ran one blitz and we didn't quite handle it right. And I think Patterson got us, and Cole had some pressure on the edge there. Jenkins, had a good rush early on that first drive. And they're an explosive group, and especially the first time you play them, which we haven't played these guys in a while. I mean, it was preseason last year, but it's a little bit different when you see them live and face them. They're a very talented group.
Bill, could you talk about the job Edelman did, especially at the goal line situation? How much more confidence you're showing him in the diamond?
Julian's worked hard on that. Had to keep up with what's going on offense and also in the kicking game. But he's worked hard, spent a lot of extra time with Josh Boyer and kind of splitting time between meetings, between offense and defense. And of course, he does all the special team stuff too. So, he's worked hard and he's really been a huge help for us. Been in a couple tight spots here, and we were in it again today, moving Sterling back outside at the end of the game. So, he's worked hard and he's really helped us. I think they're pretty much the same, run the same offense. I mean, obviously, right-handed quarterback, left-handed quarterback, and I don't know if there's another quarterback in the league like Vic. I mean, so I can't say there's no difference. I mean, that guy is as dynamic of a player as there could be a quarterback, all the things he could do. So, but I think fundamentally, other than the kind of righty-lefty thing and knowing that Vic's Vic, it's still basically the same offense. Yeah.
Defensively, was an adjustment you made after those first two drives for them?
We're trying not to give up post patterns, yeah. Trying not to give up 50-yard post patterns. That was the first thing. But, they made good throws and good catches, and we were trying to – you know, tighten up a little bit on them, and they got over the top on us. So we just, you know, we just didn't do a good job there. You know, Antoine had a big interception there that really, even though we didn't score off it, I think defensively it was, you know, we stopped them, and then Antoine got the interception and you know, put us in good field position. So, you know, that was another big stop for us defensively, and we finally, you know, really made a play on defense. So, I mean, that, I think that helped us in our confidence a little bit.
Anything new anybody could say about Tom's performance today?
Well, I think, yeah, Tom did a good job of really pressing the issue. You know, he felt like we had him on the run a little bit with some of the empty stuff and some of our matchups, and you know, we felt good about our running game too, but just when we just felt like we had some matchups we could take advantage of, Tom just kept pressing it, and you know, he took guys that were open. I mean, everybody got involved there, and you know, that's what Tom does best, is, you know, finds the open guy, puts the ball in the money, and he did it many times today. Did a very good job avoiding the rush, and not so much the yardage you got scrambling, but just, you know, staying out of bad plays, keeping us, you know, on track with some positive yardage, and, you know, give us another chance to line up and, you know, make another good play, and not being in second and 18 and stuff like that. I mean, you just, you know, that's suicide against these guys.
Well, on the whole, defensively, have you seen improvement with execution, assignments, tackling, over the past few or 6 weeks, 7 or 7?
Well, I mean, I think there's some things that are better, but it just seems like we're, you know, just trying to catch up here, you know, kind of on the treadmill. You know, it isn't one guy, it's somebody else. You know, we've been, you know, guys going in and out at, you know, linebacker and then secondary, and it seems like one kind of get one thing kind of getting some continuity and consistency, and then something else happens, so we just had to kind of fight through it. But, you know, individually, yes, collectively, you know, I don't know. It's yes and no. You know, it's, hopefully we need to, we can progress quicker.
Coach, at 8-3 now, to the final month of the season, do you feel more and more pieces of your overall team's play coming together? What you like it? Do you see more and more?
I don't know. You know, we got a long way to go. There's a lot of football left. I mean, 8 games. I mean, that ain't going to win anything in the National Football League, so it's going to take a lot more than that. So hopefully we can, you know, continue to improve and play better. You know, I thought our play in the kicking game was, you know, was definitely better today. We got some, you know, good coverage. We did better on the kickoff returns. If we just can keep, you know, taking those steps every week and every phase of the game, then, you know, I don't think we can be competitive, but we got a long way to go. I don't think we're where we need to be.
It was a little slow early on defense. Was the message going up against the Eagles, don't give up the big play, and then?
Well, that's always the message. We never go into a game saying, let's give up the big play. That's.
Did you notice that they're especially different when they have to grind it out?
Well, you never want to give it up on one play. So, you know, it's, of course, we always want to make the team drive the ball down the field. That's, you know, called defense is trying to give up 40-yard completions.
So you do have a long way to go, but obviously you're in a position where you could grab that number one seed. How important you see that in the big picture all the year?
I don't even think about the big picture, Jim. Big picture right now is Indianapolis. That's the big picture. I'll leave that to all the experts to figure out. I know you guys spend a lot of time on that, but I really, right now, I think our focus is how to improve our team on a weekly basis, how to get ready for Indianapolis and be competitive against them. That's really the only thing we can do anything about. So all the rest of it's just a bunch of garbage.
You guys look to get Branch and Welker more involved in the offense today. You know, they had been as involved
last couple weeks. Played every game. I mean,
we try to
move the ball and score points. It's not about individual stats and, you know, who has what stats and all that. That's not what we try to do. We try to go out there and win. Whoever that is, you know, whoever's productive, however we can best have the offense move the ball and score points, then that's what we're for. That's what we try to do. We don't go out there and try to feature one player so he can get some stats. No, we don't play that way. I hope we never play that way.
Just like trying to exploit matchups.
Yeah, sure, of course. We're always trying to exploit the best matchup. We're trying to get the ball to the guys that are open that can make plays, and that's what Tom does. But we're not trying to, you know, go out there and, you know, throw so many balls to this guy. So, and, we're trying to win.
Aside from getting the lead, what do you think worked so well against McCoy today?
You know, I think our players were very, you know, aware of him. I mean, he still, you know, got outside there one time and had a big run. But, you know, they were very aware, tried to be very disciplined. We knew he could cut back, bounce out, and was a very hard guy to tackle. So, you know, we studied a lot of film on him. We really tried to, like you said, be disciplined and contain him, but also play good technique inside so we wouldn't give up seams trying to run around guys and all that. And, you know, I thought they really tried to do that. I mean, he's our guy to handle now, and that guy's as good a back as we've seen all year. He's really a good player.
Bill, I know they all come the same, but as you said, you get a short season. You're going on the road against a team with a lot of talented players. Does this mean a little bit more to you, given all that?
Well, it was a tough week. It was a tough week. They're, you know, the Eagles are a hard team to get ready for. They have a lot of good players. You know, Andy does a good job. I think he's one of the best coaches in the league. And the players had a short week. We were banged up. Tough game against Kansas City. You know, we had some guys that weren't able to play, obviously. And other guys that, you know, played banged up. So I give the players a lot of credit for, you know, for sucking it up and not just physically being out there, but mentally, all the preparation, the film work, the studying that they did, the extra meetings and everything that they did to really try to prepare for this game was a great effort by the players. They really deserve, and the assistant coaches too. You know, it's a tough week on them when you only got 6 days and, you know, you got a holiday right in the middle of it. Like you said, you're on the road and all that. But, you know, I mean, that's the NFL schedule, but those guys did a good job. They deserve a lot of credit.
You surprised they didn't go to McCoy more in the two series they had down near the goal line?
Well, they did go to him. I mean, they went to him a couple times, right? I mean, and he scored in the first series. So, you know, look, they're not going to do the same thing every time. That's why they're a tough team to defend. They, you know, they use McCoy, they use Selleck, they use the receivers, the quarterback just, you know, moves around in the pocket. They, you know, they give you a lot of things to get ready for. It's just, you can't go in there and say, well, we're just going to stop one guy. They have too many weapons and they use them all, and you got to defend them all. So, you know, I wouldn't expect them to do that anywhere. You know, we're just, all our passes are going to go to this guy, or all our runs are going to, you know, it's, they keep you off balance, and that makes it tough. It really does.
Your final question.
Bill, you mentioned, you know, players sucking it up. Has that been pretty consistent this year? Have you felt like that's pretty much been the case?
I think our players have, yeah, I think they've, you know, they've given good effort, and they're trying to do, I think they're trying to do the things we tell them to do. I think, you know, sometimes we've got to do it better, and, you know, we can coach better, and we can, you know, have things maybe a little cleaner for them. But I think they're trying to do their part in terms of physically and mentally, you know, day after day, week after week, you know, be consistent, be dependable, and, you know, and do what we ask them to do. And, you know, I know we demand a lot, and this is an easy place to play, and I'm not an easy guy to play for, but they have tried to respond, and I do. I give them a lot of credit for that. All right, thank you.